It's only by Kiddush that we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. But in Shemoneh Esrei, we don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if you were just on davening Shemoneh Esrei, you would not be Yetzias the Mitzvahs Esrei in the Eis of Kiddush. You have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim also. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah wants to tell in the Bir Halacha, that Mistama Vastam Davening, you're not Mekayim Mitzvahs Kiddush. It's still called Yemechuyim Midraisa, and Yemechayim Mitzvahs Kiddush when you come home. He asked another question there on the Magen Avraham, that we hold Midraisa Mitzvah Srichas Kavona. You only Mekayim the Mitzvah if you have Kavona to do the Mitzvah. And usually most people, when you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you're not Mechavon to Mekayim Mitzvahs Kiddush. Like everybody knows he's going to go home to make Kiddush later, and it's a big union to make Kiddush Ala Yayin. So everybody thinks that later I'll be Yotze Mitzvah Kiddush, not now. So hurry, you don't have Kavanah to be Yotze the Mitzvah. Alright, so I call upon him, like the Rashbam though will be good though. Rashbam says his Gersa was even in Tefillah also, they used to say it's Yotze Mitzrayim. But according to our Pshat the Chura, we wouldn't be Yotze Kiddush in Tefillah, not only when we say it Alakais, when we mention it's Yotze Mitzrayim. I mean, the other way out is maybe to say this Gemar Gufa is only Nesmachta here. It doesn't mean the Mitzvah the Yiraisa. Midirabonin, you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. But this maybe is only in Asmachta. Maybe Midiraisa, you Mekayim Mitzvahs Kiddush without mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, it would be good in Shemoneh Esrei and Davening, you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah Midiraisa of Kiddush. Also, maybe you could say is that for this Inyan to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's enough like when we Daven Mariv, we already said Kriya Shema. We already said Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you don't have to Mariv say it during Kiddush. If you say Yetzias Mitzrayim right before Kiddush, maybe that's also enough for here. But our Pipashas, though, our Ika Mitzvahs Kiddush is, Peshas, we say it Alakais, and there we do mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right. Omar Rabba Bashayla, the Tzlusa, in Davening we say Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. That's the way we end off the Bracha. And Shemoneh Esrei, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. The Yavtarta, when we make the Yavtara, there we say Mogein David. We don't say Loshim Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, but we say Loshim Yavtara, Baruch Hashem, Mogein David. So the Rashbam. The Aftarta means the Masech the Soifrim Tanyalu, the Brichas Taftura. Or Meforish the Mogin David Oimer. We say Mogin David. Or with Slusa, Shaykh Lemetzfei Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. Mishum the Rachmaninu. The Yonam of Akshin, Shiatzmiach Keren Yeshua Yisrael. As in Shemoneh Esrei, when we say Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, it's like a Bakosha. We're asking for Hashem, please, like, give us the Yeshua ready. Let us sprout out already. Mashenkin, by the Aftarah, we're not saying the Bakosha there, we're still giving back Shvach Vedor, that Mogin Dobra. Hashem was the shield for Dobra Melech. Right. Pasuk says, V'yasisa l'cho Hashem Godol k'shem Agdolim. Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, that Nosen Anovi said this to Dobra Melech. That Rashbam says, Nosen Anovi oimel Adovid Kain, Mepi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shekashem Shechoismim b'Mogin Avrohom, Choismim Mogin Dovid. The same way by Shemoneh Esrei we end off the first bracha Mogin Avram. So here the Nosim was telling David HaMelech that Yosis L'cho Shem Godol K'Shem Magdolim. I'm going to make you a great name, the same way we made a great name for Avram Avinu. Now, just like by Avram Avinu, we say Mogin Avram. Who then there is going to be a bracha that ends off Bracha to Hashem Mogin David, which we say by Yaftarah on Shabbos. So Maratani Tani Rabbi Yosef Zel Shem Mogin David. That's this bracha we say, Mogin David. That's what Nostin Hanavi told David HaMelech. That there's going to be a bracha ending off with your name. Yeah. Right. Omer Rav Shimon ben Lakish. The pasuk says, V'yes chol agoy godol. Says, by Avram Avinu, I'll make you for a great name. Zel shoyim melechei Avram. In Shemoneh Esrei, we always start off with melechei Avram. V'yavorechecho zel shoyim melechei Yitzchak. Hashem will give Avram a bracha that goes on his son Yitzchak. We'll say, elechei Yitzchak. V'yagadlo shemecho, I'll make your name great. Zel shemim elokei Yaakov. We say also elokei Yaakov. Yochel, I would think, yechoysu mekulam, when we end off the bracha, bracha to Hashem, mogein, Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Talmud Leima, the Pesach says no. V'yeye bracha. That b'cho choysmin, for you there'll be a bracha. Only by you we choysmin. Bracha to Hashem, mogein Avram, we say. V'yein choysmin mekulam. But we don't say mogein Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Omar Rova, Ashkertinul the Sabbath of Pumperisa. I found the old people of Pumperisa. So Spam says that's Rav Yehuda, Rav Ina, the site of Perikrishin and Sanhedrin. They were called the Sabbath of Pumperisa. The Yasmi, they were sitting down on Karma, they were saying like this. The Shabbatom on Shabbos. Bein Betzlusa, Zayin Shemon Esri of Shabbos. How do we end off the Bracha? Bein Bekidusha. How do we end off by Kiddush, by Shabbos, the same Nusach? Bracha to Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. That's what we say. That's what we hold halacha. In Shemoneh Esrei we say Mekadesh HaShabbos, And in Kiddush we end off Mekadosh HaShabbos. The Yom Tov Mashenken and Yom Tov, Bein Betzlusa Bein Bekedusha, Zai, when we say the Shemon Esrei and Yom Tov, when we say Kiddush and Yom Tov, we say Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yazmanim. That's the Nusach we say. We don't say Mekadosh HaYom Tov, we say Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yazmanim. So the Rashbam here, B'Shabbate, B'Shabbat Yom Hashem HaShabbos. But it means here a Shabbos alone and a Yom Tov by itself. So that's what Rava found the Sabbath of Pumbedisa saying. Now Rava said, I myself had heard Ad Rabba, just the opposite way. That it's loose in Shimon Esrei, Vein B'Shabbata, on Shabbos, Vein B'Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, you should say a Loshin, Mekadesh Yisrael. That should be the Loshin even by Yom Tov also. We should say Mekadesh Yisrael in Shimon Esrei, in Davening. The Kiddusha, when we want to make Kiddush though, the Shabbat, you understand the same Mekadosh Shabbat, that's good. But on Yom Tov, Mekadosh Yisrael v'Yazmanim. That's what I would say. Because the only time we say this Lashon, Mekadosh Yisrael v'Yazmanim, is only by Kiddush on Yom Tov. Mashenken Shimon Esrei of Yom Tov, I would also just say Mekadosh. Mekadosh Yisrael, we say, right? I would always say Mekadosh Yisrael, right? Not Mekadosh Shabbos, just Mekadosh Yisrael. So Mar says like this now, the Ano Eima, and I will tell you time of the deed, the reason why I hold, the time of the Tchun, I'll tell you over the Tama, that the reasoning for Sabbath of Pumperisa. Time of the Tchun, what's the reasoning for them? Shabbos, the Kviya V'Kaima, Shabbos always comes, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Sheshesh and made Breshesh, there's 7 days, the Shabbos, every seventh day is always Shabbos. You don't need Klai, so you don't need the Bezdin to Mekadosh the Chodesh for Shabbos. Shabbos always comes. Therefore, Bein Betzlusa, Bein Bekedusha, Zayin Shimon Esrei, Zayin Kiddush, we say Mekadosh HaShabbos. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadosh the Shabbos. We don't need Bezdin to Mekadosh the Shabbos. Rashbam says, Mishesh Yishmei Breshes, V'yeinu Tluya B'Kviyas HaChodesh. Shabbos is not told in the day of the month. Therefore, it's not told in Bezdin, we stand to say Mekadosh HaShabbos. Ma'ashen Ken Yoyim Etoy V'Yom Tiv, the Yisrael who the Kfiyalei, it's totally in Bezdin. Klai Yisrael has to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. The Kamavri Yarche, the Kavor Lashoni, they make sometime an Ibiyah, they make an extra month, an extra day, they're Mekadosh the Chodesh. Therefore, you need the Bezdin to Mekadosh the Chodesh to make the Yom Tov. And therefore, the Svarah say, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yazmanim. Both in Kiddush and in Shimon Esrei, like we do, we say Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yazmanim. That's the Svarah of Sabbath of Pabadisa, that's the way we do. Now, time of the D, the Rav is saying, what's my reasoning? I hold like this. Slusa, saying Shimon Esrei, Dibarabim, everybody davens in Shul Barabim, is Isa, Mekadosh Yisrael. Say Mekadosh Yisrael. The Bible is Barabim, Zach Rashbam. The Rav Isa, Mishum Kovad Rabim, Moimer, Mekadosh Yisrael. As Kovad Rabim, say Mekadosh Yisrael. Mashenkin Kiddush, by saying Kiddush, Dibiyachad Isa, everybody makes Kiddush in the house privately, is Vishabbos, Mekadosh Shabbos. You don't have to mention Yisrael, just mention Mekadosh Shabbos. The Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yazmanim. That's what I would say. For the Gemara of Eloi, it's not that way. Slutza B'Yochid Mileisa? I mean, who says every time you daven B'Minyin? Sometimes you don't have a Minyin, you daven by yourself. The Kiddush B'Rabba Mileisa? Sometimes you have a big Sud, a lot of people over, and you have a lot of people by the Kiddush. So you can't say a cloud that davening is always B'Rabba and Kiddush is always B'Yochid. For Rabba Sof, Rabba holds, Zubasika, but Zubasa mainly. It means most of the times you daven in Shul Barabim, so then you have a Rabbim, the Tzibur, for some reason he holds an Indian saying Mekadosh Yisrael, and usually Kiddush is B'yachid private in the house, so you say then Mekadosh HaShabbos. Ule Barav Nochis Kaim the Rava, he went in front of the Rava, he went down in front of Rava, he was a Shliach Tzibur in Rava Shul, Omar, and he said, Kisaba de Pumpadisa, I hold like the Saba de Pumpadisa, Vloyam Alei Vloyamidi. And Rava did not answer anything back to him. Alma, we see, Hodebe Rava. That Rava was chosen. Rava is also moided to do the way we do it. Like Sabbath of Pumperisa. That we say, Mekadosh HaShabbos by Shabbos. And by Yom Tov we say, Mekadosh Yisrael by Yazmanim. Rav Nosin, Avua the Rav Huna. Brei the Rav Nosin. Is Nochis Kaim the Rav Papa. He went down also in front of Rav Papa. Omar, he said, Kisaba the Pumperisa. Like I hold, like Sabbath the Pumbedisa, the Ganga said, Mekadosh HaShabbos. V'shabchu, and they gave him a Shabchu Rapapa. And the Papa gave him a Shvach, Mashmi also holds like that. That's the way we should do. Amravina, Anoyik Loyle Surah. I went down to the place Surah. kein mit dem Reimer, von dem Reimer, wenn noch ist kein mit Schluche der Zibur, and in front of him, Reimer, his Shliach Zibur, went to Davin for the Yomid, the Yomer, and he said, Ki Sabbat the Pumbadisa, that I hold like Sabbat the Pumbadisa, that we Mishaska like Kuli Yama, and everybody let him keep quiet, nor is there they held not like that, there they held like Rava, that on Shabbos in Shemon Esrei, he's supposed to say, Mekadish Yisrael. Amalhu, Amreim, he answered back to him and said, no, Shavku, leave them alone. That's the loch, the way they're saying. They didn't stop them anymore. In other words, the loch is kesav de pumbedisa, like we do. That on Shabbos we say both times in Kiddush and Shemon Esrei mekadesh haShabbos, and Yom Tov we say both times Shemon Esrei and Kiddush mekadesh Yisrael viyazmanim, because Yom Tov is told them the kfiyas Yarchov Bezdin when the mekadesh lechodesh. Mosguloi koishlishi. Now, after you have the suda, you take the third kais. You mozug, again, you dilute the wine and water. Mevorach al mezoyne, and you bench on the mozug that you ate. Then revi, the fourth kais, after benching, you fill up the fourth kais. Goymer olav es halo, on that we say halo. V'yaymer olav brichas ashir. And we say the brichas ashir, we'll soon see what we say. Nishmas and haluka, we say at the end. We say the brichas ashir on the fourth kais. So to Hashbam, Birchas Hashir begor b'farshir. Bein ha-kaisis halolu, in between these kaisis, im roitza lishtois yishter. If you want to, you can have another cup of wine in between. So Hashbam says it means, bein ha-kaisis halolu, means bein shnayim ha-rishonim l'shnayim achreinim. In between the first two and the last two, that's treated in the middle of the meal, im roitza lishtois yishter. If you want to drink, you're allowed to drink wine. A mikra dim we yod even after the first kais also. If you want to drink, you could drink. It's only a question, like we spoke out, that today we're not rather than drinking, we didn't have das, and we'll have to make another bracha, then it's not kedai, it's nearer kemaisa balakaisis. But if you don't have to make another bracha, you would be allowed to drink another kais in between. But for sure, during the meal, you're allowed to have another kais. So the Mishnah, ben shlishi l'reviyin lo yishta, but between after the third kais, after benching, and the fourth kais in between that, you're not allowed to have a kais in between. Zot Rashbam, Matsasi b'gemaros Yisham, and Yisham explains why not. Lomula Yishta, Kadesh la Yishtaki, you shouldn't become shikr. Tisule Moslem Meimer Halo. If you get shikr then, you won't be able to say halo. Lomazoya Porachosim, Voloy Klamer Shukaru. He already drank, he already three kaises. Oh, he said he could drink a lot of wine in the middle of the meal. So he's shikr ready. If you're afraid he'll get shikr ready, so he's shikr ready. Sheshosa Kvaharbe, Bisudasa, he drank a lot in the Suda. And if this guy wants to drink more after the third kais, right, the guy likes a lot of wine, and the time he drank a lot of kais in the middle of the meal. So Moshe, be afraid to become shiki, shiki ready. Well, Mishani Yain Shabtecha Mosnei Mishaka. No. In the middle of your Suda, the wine doesn't harm you. Shalachra Mosnei Mishaka. It's only the wine after the Suda that maybe will make you shiki. Who are the name of the Yain Shabtecha Mosnei Mishaka? Who are the wine you have before the meal also doesn't make you shiki. V'yimrotza Lishta has been reaching Lashayna Yishta. Therefore, between the first kais and the second kais, you are also allowed to drink extra wine if you want to. So the only thing you're not allowed to is only ben gimel adalim. That's after the meal. And then the Yerushalmi says, the Metzius says, wine after a meal, that could make you shikr. So therefore we don't want you to drink in between the third and fourth cup, that you should be able to say halal and say the Birchas Hashir. Marom alei Rav Chanan l'Rava. So Rav Chanan told Rava, Shema mina, from now Mishnah, we have a raya that Birchas Hamosin tunakais. So whenever we bench, we have to use a kais. You have to base a brichas hamos nala kais or yayin. Like here, the third kais. Why do we have the third kais here? Because we're benching. That's master. Because of the brichas hamosin, that's why you have to have a kais. So Shvam speaks out. So the masechta brachas lemasti bedya. There's no real mishnah there in brachas to tune a kais. Ela medyuka shemin le. So machlokes there, we'll make a diyek if you need it. The yama breish pirkin shamat mino meho mastisin timne shema mino brichas hamosin tune a kais. Now, from a sechta brachas, you don't have any raya. So the kashri is the chur. Let's have a raya for now. Mishnah right here that you see you have a third kais on the brachas amozin. So it's a raya. You have to bench with the kais. On Malay, he answered back. Could be no. For now, Mishnah there'll be no raya to this cloud. Arbo kosi tikna rabbonin. I tell you the new takona. You have to have dalal kaisis pesach by night. Derech eris. The rabbonin want you to have four kaisis and to drink it all of them derech eris. A free person, like we said, derech haseba, you have to drink it lying down on the left side. Kol chad v'chad neved be mitzvah, and every one of them is its own mitzvah. Like we said, your dal l'shern shagula, for it says to be galti, itself v'kachti, for the dal l'shern shagula, to rabbanu masaki and dal kaisis. So it's not a raya from here. Birchas amos needs a kais. maybe the whole year when you bench, maybe you don't need a kais. Only Pesach b'night you need a kais, because it's a new mitzvah to have dalet kaises. On the fourth kais, we finish saying halal, and then we say the new bracha, birchas hashir. For the Gemara, my birchas hashir, what is this last bracha we say, birchas hashir? We have Yudu Rama Yalalucha Hashem Elokeinu. That's what it is. We say that also. We have Yechna Noma Nishmas Kol Chai. We say that also. Tana Rabbonin. Revi'i, the fourth kais, Goymer Olaves Halal. You end off saying Halal. V'yoymer Halal HaGodl. We say Halal HaGodl. As Rai says, Birchas Hashir, that's called Halal HaGodl. The big Halal. Divir Reb Tafan, that's Reb Tafan holds. Rashbam, Yalucha V'goymer Boi Baruch HaShem Melech Mulu Matish Bochis. V'zui Birchas Hashir D'masnit N'kloymer Birchas HaShvach. We end off Melech Mulu Batish Bochois, like we do, and then we drink the fourth kois. Rabbi Yechon Norma Nishmas Kolchai means Af Nishmas, Taino Birchas Hashir Devastitzin. That's also included. Dilu Yalucha and Oimrim Bechol Yom Shemim Boy, Esahalom. O Maishna Leo Pesad and Oket, and Loyal Hoysif Oid, Brocha Cheris. It's just time Yalucha, that's what we say every Hallow we end off with Yalucha. So, what's the Kiddush Pesad of a night to say Birchas Hashir? That's what Rabbi Yechon added, you also have to say Nishmas. Vayno di yom alocha krev yechidin, vitavayun. Di kavoyu li acher halal agodul. Shesoruch li yom kelekamon. Dash dika brocha b'cho chode b'chode. Brocha yavi milsa shapach en irbeine. That after you say the halal agodul, then you say this brocha melech mulu batish bochis. V'yei shemim, some say, Hashem royu lo yechzer. That's the halal agodul. Mehechin halal agodul, where does it start halal agodul, is we have Yehudu Oimer Mehoidu Ad Nehoros Abovu. Mehoidu Hashem Kitoiv, like we say the Hoidu's there, that's how Lagodu. Up until the Kipitl of Nehoros Abovu. We have Yechon Nomar Mishira Malus Ad Nehoros Abovu. Even a little bit before that you start Kipitl before. And see, you also start from Mehoidu, that's Kipitl Kuflamid Vov. And we have Yechon said you start from Kipitl Kuflamid Hei, Kipitl before, of Mishira Malus. You say Ad Nehoros Abovu. Rav Acha by Yaakov Omar, Michi Yaakov Bocha Loikom, Ad Nehoros Abovu. That's where you start from. Also, kapitel before that. V'loma Nikra Shmai Halal Agodol. Why do we call these kapitlach Tilimir, Avod Lashem Kitoiv? Why do we call these kapitlach Halal Agodol for? Om Rabbi Yechonon, Bifnei Shakarish Baruch Hu, Yoshe Beroy Mishaloylam. Hakarish Baruch Hu is sitting like Lamashal in Shemayim, upstairs, Beroy in the heights of the world. Om Mechalek Mizoynes Lachoberye. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taking care of every creature and giving them their panasa, giving them their food to live on. So the Rashbam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshe B'Roi Meshal Olam, Tirsiv Bei Noisen Lechem L'Chol Bosor. It says, Noisen Lechem L'Chol Bosor V'Hayno Dover Godol. That's a tremendous thing. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us panasa, gives us food to eat, takes care of us. That's called Halal Godol. That's a tremendous thing. That Hashem is Mefarnes every person. Om Rabbi Shur Ben Levi. Hani Eswim Vashisha Haidu. That's the Hod Lashem Kitoiv. It says 26 times. Kineged me, who's it going on? Kineged Chav Vav Doris, the 26 generations. Shebora Kodesh Baruch Hu Valomai, from Adam Rishi, when Hashem first created this world. Vulaynosan Lehem Torah. Up until by Matan Har Sinai, when Hashem gave the Torah, there were 26 generations. So the special thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mashpi on this world before he even gave the Torah. Yeah. The Kosh Baruch Hu fed them b'chaste means that maybe they didn't deserve it yet. And now that we learn Torah b'schus ha-Torah, we get our panosam. But before they had the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mefanas them b'chaste with his chesed. Omer Rav Chizda, my desir, what does the pasuk say? Hoidu Hashem ki toiv. It means Hoidu Hashem, we should thank Hashem, she'goiva choivosei shalodem b'tayvosei. That Hashem takes back. If a person owes something, he takes it away from the person, something from what Hashem gave it to him. It's from the Toiva, what Hashem gave you, that's what Hashem takes it away from you, if you have to pay back something. What it means, Osher B'Shoyrei. An Osher, a person that's rich, that Hashem gave him a lot of panos, a lot of aktin, Hashem sometimes will take away the ax. So it's Rashi, Osher B'Shoyrei, Oni B'Shoyrei. Ma'asidoi Mominu Mechap Ragufan. A person did a chet, and because of that, Hashem is supposed to take something away from you. Hashem doesn't take away your life. It takes away from the things you got that Hashem gave you. That's what it takes away. So an Oshu takes away his axe. V'yes Oni b'seyim. From an Oni takes away his little lamb. Yosom b'beitzosa. Yosom Oni has his eggs. And Amona b'taragota. And Amona takes away his chicken. Fahen. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Koshin Mizonaiser Shalodim. It's hard for the fact that a person gets a panosa, gets his mizonos, gets his food to eat, keflayim keyoda. Twice as hard as the Isha has pain giving birth. Hey, the man's kolola was harder than the Isha's kolola. Dilu v'yolda, when Isha gives birth, the pasuk says, tiv v'etziv. It says she'll give birth in pain, she'll have labor pains. V'mezoinas tiv v'itzvain. A double losh, mashma twice as hard. Shashiv itzvain tre mashma. Twice as hard the panosa to make the panosa that is to have children. Omri Rav Yechon, koshim mizonaisa shaladam, yoisim in agulam. It's hard to a Kodesh Baruch Hu to give mizonis, to feed everybody, more than it is to bring the gula. Dilo v'gula, because by the gula, the pasuk says, ksiv, ha-malach ha-goy lo-yisi mikoro. Malach b'yalma, any malach will come to save you. Dilo v'mizonis ksiv, ho-lokim ha-roy yo-yisi. A Kodesh Baruch Hu himself had to come and save me, give me my panosa. So, churetz, shreya, what does it mean it's harder to a Kodesh Baruch Hu? So some svarim say that whenever the Gemara says Lashon Koshim, it's hard to Hashem, it just means that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. Not really it's hard for Hashem. It just means since it looks such a hard thing to be done, and Hashem does it, that's the way like we can see the godless of Hashem. It's like Hashem is Nigla here. So Hashem is more Nigla, it's more seeing Hashem. And the fact that we get Panos, the way Hashem gives it to us, then we can see it in the real Gula when Nisim happens sometimes. Because the Panos is saved every second of the day, we're living from Hashem's Panos. Om Rabbi Shua ben Levi, v'yishua Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'odim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam Rishon, the klola was, v'koitz v'darda tatzmiach loch, that thorns will grow for you. Is zolgu ein of demois, his eyes started to tear, run down with tears. Om alafonim, Adam Rishon said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam, ani v'chamori necho b'yavis echod, how could me and my chamor eat in the same obus, but both need the same thorns? Like I'm going to have nothing else to eat, he couldn't take it. Is Kivin Shomoloi, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu told back to him, Fizdeyas ha-pecha techa lechem, with the sweat of your face, you'll be able to eat lechem, niskara daitai. So even though he'll have to sweat to get it, but as long as he'll get lechem, that made him feel better. There is vice versa, there's some shivis. He wanted the person should be more chasher than an animal. He didn't want that he should be the same thing as the animal, who both only eat thorns. But now that the Odim will have lechem, he's more chasher than the behemah, he felt a little bit better.
Ashreinu imomadnu b'rishoina. Hey, it's like we would have been much better off if we would have stayed with the first thing. In other words, he's saying like we would have been better off kodim hachet, that all the panasa came in our shemayim. And then he answered back, but sometimes we have it very easy because we could eat the asve the davra, we could eat the herbs without any big panasa, without any big work. So this is the way the Mashur explains the Gemara over here.
So we do eat thorns. Amr Shizbi Mishmed Rav Loza Ben Azaya. Koshim is an Eisur Shalodom to create Yamsif. It's hard for Hashem to give a person Panoso, like we said before. It means we see this Galus of Hashem by the fact we get Panoso, the same way we saw this Galus of Hashem, Bishas Kriyas Yamsif. You'll see the Pesach says, Noisein Lechem Lechol Basar, V'somach Lei Legoyze Yamsif Lekzorim. So Mashmi, the same way the eating of Kriyas Yamsif, that's the same way it was Bishas Hashem gives panosa. Shrashi kriyat kriyat yamsuf klaimer nes godol oisel loy akodesh baruch hu lemi she noisin loy mizanoisav kasher osel yisrael shakaro lem yamsuf v'nafkimina lemi boy rachmin. Rashi's nafkimina from this gemara is you have to know that's a tremendous thing that Hashem gives us panosa, and therefore we have to daven to Hashem. Hashem should give it to us. In the same way we see it's a great thing Hashem did the kriyat yamsuf, well then it's the same greatness that Hashem gives us panosa, that we should daven for it.
Right. Yeah, now, Lamaisa, coming back to the Mishnah, his Mishnah says that what? That the Kais Revi'i is Goymer Olav Es Halil, V'yoymer Olav Birchas Ashir. You have to make the Bracha Birchas Ashir on the fourth Kais. And the Gemara says again, what was the Birchas Ashir? And that's the way we do. We say, after we say, like Yishtabach, after we say the Halla Godol, then we say Yahlucha Yahlucha Hashem Lekeinu Lekom Asecho Zevuzel Vanecho Ham Yisrael Bruna Yer Brachu Shavuch Forum. Then we say Bracha to Hashem Melech Mula Batish Brachis. Like Luchura, this is the Bracha, the last Bracha that we say every day, every time when we say Hallel. This is like the Bracha Achrayna of Hallel. So say the Banai, face the Banai. Also, we have to make the Bracha Achrayna by the Hallel that we say Melech Mula Batish Brachis. Now the Rishonim all talk about this. The question is, like, once you have to make a Bracha Achrayna, how come we don't make a Bracha Rishonim on Hallel? Pesach benayit. And also the question is, like, how come we say half halal before the Suda and half the halal after the Suda? Like, l'chur, there's a hefsek in between. Usually when you have to have a kriyas halal, you're not allowed to be mafsek, make a separation in between. You have to say the whole halal together. How come here, like, we divide up the halal before the Suda and after the Suda? And it's interesting, the Ran here brings down Rabbeinu Haigoin, and he says like this, Aber Rabbeinu Haigoin zal kosa v'tshuva, shem mevorchin ala halal shablel psochim ligmuras halal. When we say halal by the Pesach by night, by the Seder, we don't start off with a bracha. We don't say ligmuras halal. Shein onu kurin oisem v'teris kurin. We don't say halal by the Seder by night v'teris akriya, like we're reading it. Ela v'teris oimer shira. But we're saying halal Pesach by night v'teris ashira. It's a shir we like singing, giving back thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekhar sheninu Rav Gamliel loymer. That's the way the Mishnah before started off. Rav Gamliel loymer. Kol shlo yomar. Gimel dvorim halolu. L'yosa dei chavosan. Or the seifah therefore. L'fikach honu chayov n'hoidas lahalel. L'fikach im bo'adam l'vorech m'shaskinu noisai. That's what Rav Haigoin says. That the yisoid of halo by seid of Pesach by night is not a din kriya like we do it by davening in the daytime. Therefore, where it's a din kriya, the Rabbanu will misak and taka to make a brocha on the kriya. You have to make a brocha rishoyna and a brocha achroyna. That's why Bahala we're not allowed to talk in between. We're not allowed to be mafsik in between. By Shenke, the Seder by night, the Yisrael to say halal is not b'teres a din kriya, but rather to say halal b'teres a shira. And when we're saying b'teres a shira, it's enough just to make this brocha achroyna. And then achram, we're allowed to be mafsik in between the halal. And the Maral Meprag is Mazbe really this Rabbeinu Haigoin that the chilek between the mitzvahs kriya and the mitzvahs b'teres shira, he learns that a mitzvahs kriya, that's the way in davening by Yom Tif, by Kol Tzora, the Rabbanu were masakin a new mitzvah, a mitzvahs halal. This is a mitzvahs kriya, you have to say it. Mashenken, he once says Pesach by night by the Seder, without the Seder, Mishnah was the fikach, the chayiv odom chol dovel liras asatzmi kli yotzim mitzrayim. Like we have to feel as if we Ramesh went out of Mitzrayim tonight. So there's a chiyuv now, but Torah's Yitzias Mitzrayim, that a person himself has to feel the simch of going out, that machmas the simch, he wants to give back shira to Hashem. So it's not a mitzvah, but Torah's Abzundra mitzvah, kriyas halal. It's because right now you're so much besimcha, you're living, you're feeling the Yitzias Mitzrayim, b'shas the nefs is going on right now, there's an inyan to give back shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, toshi because of the nisim that are happening right now. That's the chiyuv seid Pesach by night. So the chiyuv shira is not a zman, like there's not a seder kriya to say you can't be mafsik in between. You say halal first, then you have yisuda, and then you finish off saying halal. Because there's only just a way of how we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're giving shira, we're singing back to Hashem for the nisim that he did to us. Alright, we'll stop here.